Track 13, Four Keys to True Calm. The reason why I call this track Four Keys to True Calm is because you are provided with four techniques or strategies for achieving calm. If you take the letters in the word true, T-R-U-E, each letter can stand for tension reduction you've encouraged. I will repeat, tension reduction you've encouraged. As in the previous track, track 12, and the next track, track 14, this will be an experiential track that provides a stress reduction exercise for your participation. One way to get true calm, or tension reduction you have encouraged, is through the use of sounds or tones. Here's a little of the background regarding the impact of sound on your stress level, of which you may be unaware. The most innovative healing work with sound is concerned with the energy inside of the sound itself. Rather than being concerned with the acoustic aspects of what we hear, there is an awareness of the energy within sound waves that moves liquids, solids, as well as molecules in the air. Living organs respond to sounds in a variety of ways. 20 years ago, Dorothy Rentelak experimented with plants and music. Rentelak's work has been basic to later experiments. She realized that Indian raga music and Baroque classical music caused plants to bloom more quickly and healthfully than other forms of music, for example, heavy metal music. Another somewhat startling fact about sound is, in the past 5 years, French acupuncturist and musician researchers have explored the nature of tone specific to elongated vowel sounds. They have studied the effects of elongated vowel sounds on cancer cells, as well as healthy cells. So what do these somewhat obscure facts mean to you and stress in your activity department or facility? Well, clearly the use of sound or tones has an effect on living organisms. Let's have you do two exercises to bring this idea home. When you hear the musical tone, I would like for you to turn your CD player off and recall a time when music has had an effect on you emotionally. Maybe a romantic song, a happy song, a sad song. When you hear the tone, recall that sound now and the emotion. Now I would like you to recall another type of sound that has affected your emotions. Maybe the voice of a particularly irritating person, or a siren. When you hear the tone, recall that sound now and the emotion. I had you do those two sound recall exercises just to further drive home the powerful effect that sound can have upon our emotions. The following exercise is designed using your voice as a stress reduction tool. Although this exercise will seem all too easy, too obvious, and quite unsophisticated, I suggest you give yourself 2 weeks to explore the power and the ease of this exercise and observe the remarkable stress reduction results you receive. There are 4 keys or steps in the following exercise. The exercise is called I Am Vibration. The 4 keys or steps are relax, breathe the sound, exhale tension, and repeat this simple exercise often. As I explain each step, clearly, you will only benefit if you actually participate. Sit comfortably so there is a feeling of relaxing upward. Close your eyes and imagine your whole body as a balloon. Upon inhalation, sense your body expanding with ease. With each exhalation, visualize your body releasing air from every pore in your body. For 2 or 3 minutes, continue to sense the balloon gently expanding and releasing with deep and long exhalations and inhalations. When you feel comfortable with the breath, then relax your jaw and allow a hum to begin. Now you try with me. Inhale and mmm. Your sound is not a melody, a chant, or a tune. It is a tone. This tone is not being made for the purpose of being beautiful or musical. It is being made for the purpose of massaging your body from the inside out. Your jaw is loose, your teeth are slightly apart, and your lips are together. The sound is low and soft. Now, this time you try the hum and think in your mind the following. You might vocalize your hum simultaneously. As you now listen, start your hum. I am exhaling tension by massaging the body and mind with vibration. I am inhaling harmony and well-being. I am vibration. I am exhaling tension by massaging the body and mind with vibration. I am inhaling harmony and well-being. I am vibration. I am exhaling tension by massaging the body and mind with vibration. I am inhaling harmony and well-being. I am vibration. 4 to 5 minutes of this exercise each morning and evening for a week will tune up your world. What do I mean by tune up your world? The hum lets your critical, verbal brain take a rest and allow the rest of your brain and body to naturally attune itself. Here is a second tonal stress reduction exercise called Healing the Inner Listener. Sit comfortably with your eyes closed in a quiet place, if possible. Spend 3 minutes breathing deeply, with the intention of making more room to listen to your body. Allow each inhalation to bring in more inner space and better acoustics for inner listening. Allow each exhalation to release tension and cluttered or disorganized thought. After 3 minutes, begin to tonalize the breath with the vocal sound ah, like this. Continue to make the ah sound on your exhalation for as long as you are comfortable. Allow the ah to be yawn-like. Become aware of the breath within the sound. There is no need to produce a clear ah. It can be sleepy and just natural. Now you try it with me. I hope you can achieve true calm, or tension reduction you've encouraged, by use of the hmm and the ah sounds. If you like this technique, experiment with other sounds, like the vowel sound of A, E, I, O, and U. The last track, track 14, provides you with another experiential stress reduction exercise.